Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this your boy Drummer Boy, aka B Boy Fresh, and I'm here to tell you to get your music now, live on the Music Hype Beast. We beneficial. Hey, yeah, boy.
Oh, hey, good people, what's up and what's happening? It's your girl, Jay, baby. Your favorite power podcast host, the Dream with the Wind podcast, with that RAI Radio Network, honey. You know the one that hosts over 100,000 monthly network visitors, baby. Y'all know we're in a bunch of homes, in a bunch of cities, and in a bunch of states. So we don't do nothing small around these parts, baby. Now today, my people, today we got a treat for you, because we got the one and the only live moolah in the building. Are you with me, baby?
I'm here, mamas. I'm here. What's going on, Vegas?
What's up and what's happening, honey? We glad to have you in the building, Big Papa.
I'm glad to be here, mamas.
Now, we going to jump right into this joint here, you feel me? Because you got a joint that I let my young people listen to. You know what I'm saying? Because you definitely have a sound that makes you want to bounce and rock with them. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely listener friendly. Yeah. It is definitely on the level with what's going on today, you know what I'm saying? But we go ahead and talk to my people about the joint, Way It Goes.
Yeah, this joint goes by the name of Way It Goes. I actually made the record. I was having some fun in the studio. Me and one of my friends was talking about how my inbox is popping. And one of the things I kept saying was, man, if these chicks only knew, like, what it really is to deal with somebody like me, you know, it would be crazy. And I just kind of started going in the booth, and I just kind of started telling how, you know, what the situation would be and, you know, the way it goes when you're rocking with me, you know, the things that I'm trying to duck, stay away from, you know, don't be fooled by the smile that I got, you know, it's a lot to be able to deal with me. So it was just a fun record, something bouncy, something that I knew the people would love. And I know a lot of my fellas out there, and, you know, dudes that dabbling in with the ladies will be able to relate to this and feel this right here.
Definitely, definitely. They were telling no lie there. And for my people, I found that joint on sale on a YouTube. I need to make sure y'all go checking it out. Now, I got a question for you because, like I said, you have a sound that is definitely on the level of everything that's going on today as far as the music that's out right now. But you already know the music game is oversaturated with the same type
Absolutely.
Of sound. You know what I'm saying? And it's hard to really decipher, no matter if it's a great track or not, no matter if you got some good things going on or not, it's hard to decipher one from the other a lot of times. So, like, talk to us about what you feel sets your sound apart from the rest of these cats that's out here right now.
You know, what I like to do is, I call it the infiltration tactic. You know, you give them, you know, the ears are trained to associate with whatever's going on. You know, as soon as somebody hears something, the first thing how their brain registers it is they associate it with something. So I'm like, okay, I understand that if I do some completely new sound, which is what my album sounds like, it's a completely new sound. I threw a track out there that I knew would grab the attention of everyone who has their ear tuned to the streets of what music sounds like. And as people start getting more familiar with myself as an artist and as I start releasing more music, and when you start getting into my hours and start diving into a little bit more depth of what Live Moolah is about, you'll start to see the transition into me bringing y'all into what I feel music is going to sound like within the next couple of years. You know, I call it the rock 'em to sleep tactic. You know what I'm saying? I just want to show that whatever you guys think is, you know, whatever you guys think is relevant, whatever you guys think is hot out here, yeah, we could do that. That's cool. I'm going to give y'all something that's going to ride right in the vein of that, that's going to have y'all moving the same way. And as you become fans of the music that I create and I bring you into my world and into my brand and how we do shit, you'll start to see the transition and start to feel the, you know, the unique identity of what Live Moolah is going to be bringing.
I definitely feel that, you know what I'm saying? I definitely dig the answer. Now, I know a lot of times we send, you know, a lot of the artists that come through and talk to me, we send you something to fill out beforehand. And one of the questions that was asked to you was, you know, what's one thing about yourself that you want the world to know? And you said, I am the greatest. artists to do this. Now, you know what I'm saying? Them is big words. Them is big words because it's a lot of greats out here. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of greats out here in the industry and underground. You feel me? So, like, I want to know, like, who, because honestly, imitation is the greatest form of flattery, and music is nothing but recycled a lot of the time with something new sprinkled on top. And it's only a sprinkle. You know what I'm saying? But I'd like to know who your greats are that, you know, that inspired you to really just want to get out here and do this.
I mean, of course, we always have the greats that came before us. One of the biggest people that I look up to is Jay-Z. I find a lot of my hustle and trying to imitate the moves that Hov would do. Like, that's one of, like, my mantras. Anytime I make a move, I always go, what would Hov do? How would Hov handle the situation? And the reason why, you know, I even put the answer the form and said I was the greatest, I feel like every artist should have that confidence and what they do. You know what I'm saying? I do feel like, given my backstory of, I've been a ghostwriter in this industry since 2008. I've written songs for Chris Brown. I've written songs for a lot of big dogs. I've been in the studio with a lot of big dogs because I've played the songwriting, being signed to Harvey Mason Jr., which is one of the biggest publishers in the West Coast. So being under him, I got a chance to see a lot of these guys that, you know, are considered greats. I kind of got to see them in the beginning of their careers of when they started and how they started. And it was a conversation that I had with Boy Wonder. And this is before Boy Wonder was, you know, known as Drake's go-to producer. And this is before he was even on the map. We were in the studio working on some music. And one of the conversations that we had, and he told me, he was like, yo, if you don't believe you're the greatest, if you can't sit there and say that you're the greatest, how can you convince somebody else that you're the greatest? And it's just one of those conversations that stood out to me. And, of course, I have, you know, the people that I look up to musically that I feel that came before me, you know, the Jay-Z's, the Kanye's, the Lil Wayne's, even the Fabulous. I'm a Brooklyn-based artist, so we, you know, Fabulous to us was like one of the biggest, you know, cultural icons to come out. You know, he made, you know, he gave the game a certain style that I feel he doesn't get credit for. And, you know, as I was coming up, I realized that I can compete on the same level as some of the top lyricists because I've been in rooms with these guys. I've shared tracks with these guys. I've done songs with Jadakiss. I've done songs with Joe Buttons. And I've always held my own. And anytime I stepped on a record, and Jadakiss considered top five, dead or alive. So I've always looked at it like, if I'm able to compete and make music that can be compared to a Drake or a J. Cole or whatever, if my music gets comparisons to the great, then what makes me shy of saying that I'm the greatest? I just think that I just have to catch up as far as the accolades, but the resume is there from the people I've worked with, from behind the scenes, even to the people I've worked with on the scenes. I was just part of helping a Grammy Award-winning artist and her. I kind of helped her shape her whole sound up when we were on the same label as MBK. So I know I could get my stuff out there. It's just, with me, it's all about getting the people to tune in, man. And
it all comes with promotion.
I told myself this time around I was going to make people tune in. And I went by another name, which was Fame at the time when I had got my deal. And being that I reintroducing my whole brand and kind of shifting everything and the sound of what it's, you know, changing the sound up, I'm like, this time around, I'm really going to shock the world with what I'm about to bring.
No doubt. I'm definitely feeling that. I'm definitely feeling your sound. For all my people that's out there, I'm going to need y'all to go check my boy out. You can check him out on that twitter.com/LIVEFROMCHEEASP. And you can slide on over to that Instagram.com/LIVEMULAA. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you jump in on it. Check him out. Check out the way it goes. I will be sharing it on that good old Dream Hustle Win fan page. That way you ain't got to do no work. All you got to do is hit it, and you'll find my boy. You feel me? Now, I really appreciate you coming on. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really appreciate what you're bringing to the game and things like that. Yes, definitely. For all my people out there, y'all need to make sure y'all listening for my boy on Power 105.8 Vegas between 9 and 11 p.m. It's streaming.
My girl got some heat, too. Don't act like I ain't see the music on the page, mama. I see you cooking over there, too. So shout out to the homie, man. She doing her thing over there.
No doubt, no doubt. You already know. I'm doing my thing. I tried, you know what I'm saying? But I got my hand in a whole bunch of things. You know what I mean? So I'll make sure y'all take my boy out. I will be staring his jaws. Make sure you comment and streaming and downloading my boy. You know what I'm saying? Your girl's a small fish in a big pond. And after this, back to your regularly scheduled program. I only got a little bit of time to promote the best baby. So make sure you're checking it all out. We're going to have to say deuces for now. Make sure you do what I told you to do. You feel me? And take Mr. Live Move out, babe. We're going to have to say deuces for now. And we're going to catch all y'all on the flip side.
Let's get it, man. Boy, yeah, Brooklyn, stand up. We're here.